next item is Carl M. Klink, conditional use number 1668, site plan on Road 322.
I previously provided you a copy of this site plan. That was for the December 16th and January 13th meetings that were canceled. It's a site plan for a 1,150-square-foot country store. The conditional use was approved June 12th of 2007 with 10 conditions. Those conditions are noted on the site plan. On November 30th of last year, the county council granted a one-year time extension. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval and the zoning ordinance. There's 8 parking spaces provided. On-site septic and well are proposed, and we have received all agency approvals. This will be approved as the final.
Mr. Abbott, I have a question before I make a motion on this. Do you have a copy of that site plan? I know you provided it, and I don't need you to pass it down, but I was curious if you would note on there, is one of the conditions that there not be any banners or feather flag type? Was this the application that we made a prohibition against that type of advertising?
They're permitted one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet. No outside display of items offered for sale. No, there's nothing about the feather signs.
Okay, all right.
I think this conditional use was approved before they became an issue, I believe.
Yeah, before they even thought about making them, I think.
All right.
Been around for a few years.
All right.
They went through quite a few months just trying to get a time extension through council even.
Thank you, gentlemen, for clearing that up. With that, Mr. Chairman, my motion regarding Carl M. and Melanie M. Klink is to approve their site plan as a final.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Carl M. Klink conditional use number 1668 site plan on Road 322 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.